And now know ye that from the angels he will inquire as to your deeds in heaven, from the sun and from the moon and from the stars in reference to your sins, because upon the earth ye execute judgment on the righteous. And he will summon to testify against you every cloud and mist and dew and rain, for they shall all be withheld because of you from descending upon you, and they shall be mindful of your sins. And now give presence to the rain, that it be not withheld from descending upon you, nor yet the dew, when it has received gold and silver from you, that it may descend. When the hoar frost and snow with their chilliness, and all the snowstorms with all their plagues fall upon you, in those days ye shall not be able to stand before them. In those days the angels shall descend into the secret places, and gather together into one place all those who brought down sin, and the Most High will arise on that day of judgment, to execute great judgment amongst sinners. And over all the righteous and holy he will appoint guardians from amongst the holy angels, to guard them as the apple of an eye, until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin. And though the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have naught to fear. And then the children of the earth shall see the wise in security, and shall understand all the words of this book, and recognize that their riches shall not be able to save them in the overthrow of their sins. Woe to you, sinners, on the day of strong anguish, ye who afflict the righteous and burn them with fire! Ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who watch in order to devise wickedness! Therefore shall fear come upon you, and there shall be none to help you. Woe to you, ye sinners, on account of the words of your mouth, and on account of the deeds of your hands, which your godlessness has wrought, in blazing flames burning worse than fire shall ye burn.